AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on the podcast. We took your calls on what you'd lost and what you'd found. I left $2,000 in the toilet here. I was sent out on a paying bill spree for my ex, and I left the $2,000 under a newspaper in the toilet.
As you do.
Somehow got it back.
We got our flu jabs today, and Peter Weeder, Spider, he was very scared of the needle whittle, but also Peter. I managed to talk about a delicate issue down there, and apparently now we've got to whiten it.
Yeah, and that takes a bit of needling. I don't know, but I don't like needles. One thing I do not like either is the sound of Harley Davidsons. They're so loud. Why do they have to be that loud?
Stop.
And I did my spray on behalf of AJ.
I thought we'd kick Friday off with another one.
Yes.
Oh, we're at it?
No.
Now, if this gets knocked out, I'll go he. I'll give up the game.
Oh, this has had a massive resurgence, hasn't it?
Yeah, this can't get knocked out.
13-27-10, of course you can. Needs three callers to knock it out. Let's turn it off.
Neil Diamond, Bonnie.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong.
Strong.
Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer.
All together now, soon.
Who'd have believed you'd come along?
Steward of Southport, what do you think?
Lay it on. Legendary. Legendary.
Yay.
Oh. Touching hands.
Listen to.
Reaching out.
What?
Touching me.
Come on, Rodney.
Touching you.
Jason, what do you think?
Turn it off, AJ. You're showing your age.
Yeah. I don't know. Rob McLeod's bopping away in the kids' room.
I've got a message from Mum. She wants her record back.
Oh, it's a great song.
And when I
said she didn't leave it at AJ's.
Burden runs off my shoulder.
Again.
Hello, what do you think?
How you going? Can we turn Spider off?
Yeah. Yes, we can.
Touching warm. Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you.
Lottie.
To believe they never would.
Hello, Gold FM.
Yeah, hello. Keep it.
Yay!
Yay. Thank you.
There's been a big resurgence in that song. It was on at the swimming for the Commonwealth Games, and I think there's a football club that use it now.
No, there's a huge thing in baseball, I think. Is it the Chicago Cubs that have it as their...
Port Power, they've started singing one of the Throw Your Arms Around Me or something like that, which is massive, and a lot of sides are starting to do it, but it's got to come from the fans. We spoke to Koshy about that.
Yeah. But I'm sure it was at the swimming.
Oh, could have been. Is that the one that Malcolm Turnbull didn't know the words to?
No. That was... What was that?
You're the
Johnny.
Voice.
You're the voice.
Here we go.
That was great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
we go. It's AJ Bridge and Spiders Name That Year.
We've got some sport. Actually got golf again. Go to the movies and...
A bit of maybe a song, maybe.
Some music. What do you want first up?
Just mix it up,
maybe. Get the golf out of the way, huh?
Okay. Let's go to the golf. It's AJ Bridge and Spider's Name That Year with Spider pitted against Bridge.
This, the Australian Open Championship.
Like this 18th green is dead set, giving Greg Norman nightmares.
Lee Westwood is the Holden Australian Open champion after a titanic struggle.
What? Did he just swear after winning it?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there.
No, he said the year.
Oh, clever.
Oh, of course.
Oh, well done.
So it was Lee Westwood. Rod will clean this up for us. Lee Westwood winning the Australian Open.
Who?
Lee Westwood.
He's an English golfer.
Oh, okay. I'll be plucking a name. I will be. You know what?
Greg Norman was playing. That's all we knew.
I'm like that duck. I've just smashed into a window. I don't know what is happening. Yeah, right. Greg Norman is playing.
Yeah. Well, that's all.
With who? Steve Winwood.
Yeah. Only because
Lee Westwood.
Okay. Does he use his Westwood when he tees off?
Only if there's an easterly wind blowing.
With Edward Woodward. Okay. Look, I'm going to say Bridge 1985.
No.
Just a fraction later. I don't know. Because I've never heard of the golfer other than Greg Norman. The only reason I know because the guy said Greg Norman at the start. It was actually Two Fat Ladies. It was 88.
No. Rockin'.
This happened at the Metropolitan Golf Club in Melbourne. Good morning, Bobby. Lee Westwood, winner, 2015.
Was he?
Oh, hang on.
Why, what have you got there?
Greg Norman wasn't playing in 2015.
1997.
Oh, Contro.
All right, we'll go to the next one while we get your goggle, huh?
Okay.
Some music for you right now.
Steve Winwood?
Eric Clapton with Derek and the Dominoes.
Hang on, they're on helium, aren't they? It's about two tones too high.
No, it's the live version.
Right, okay.
Seriously, this is like playing darts with a blindfold. Pin the nail on the donkey.
All right.
Peter, you surely
no pin
have
the
heard
tail
that song,
on a donkey.
Layla.
Don't put a nail in a donkey. Put the tail on it.
Okay. me, I've watched the Chipmunks 15 times. I've seen it a couple.
Seriously.
Okay.
You're culturally deprived if you haven't heard "Layla" by Derek and the Dominoes.
Derek and the Dominoes. 7 minutes of glory, right there.
Yeah. 7 minutes.
Now, like, there's more culture in yogurt. We've established that. Okay.
But if it's
good line,
it was Eric, wasn't it?
Yes.
He was around. I reckon it was about 79.
Yeah, he was around then.
Yeah.
He's been around for a while, but the song was a lot earlier.
I was only going to go a bit earlier. Oh. It was definitely 70s. Bridge, I was going to go 77. So I'll stick with that. Even though now I know that clue, I'll still go with my first answer.
That's good.
77. Thanks. Lock it in, AJ.
No.
No, I'll have a crack. It was the late 60s, I think.
Oh.
About 68.
Really?
Is it Derek and the Dominoes?
Yeah, very close. 1970.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a hit in 71.
So no.
Missed it.
I'm not even counting anymore.
Such a good song. Well, I shouldn't really, you know, have got that point. I was a lot.
No, okay. I got the first one. So that puts us on even in my book.
Here we go. Caddyshack, the movie.
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Golfers! You Greek kid, not golfers! The little brown furry rodents!
We can do that.
Caddyshack, name that year.
Such a good movie.
Yeah,
Never been able to eat a Chiquito ever since that movie. With it in the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Caddyshack. Bill Murray at his finest.
Yeah.
It was such a good movie, wasn't
it? We were low teens, weren't we, about when it came out? Mid-teens, low?
Oh, I was really young. So I'm going to say, and Bill Murray's, I'm going to say Bridge, 1980, just looking at the outfits, two and around the pool, 83.
No.
No, I'm going to go later than that. I actually thought it was around about 88.
No. Rockin'?
Just Be the Ball, 1980.
Yes.
What? Ah!
Bridge wins by default.
That early?
And yes, Lee Westwood, 1997 Australian Open champion at Metropolitan Golf Course.
Oh.
Just around the course.
Goodness for that, of course.
Six. He hasn't touched the ground.
Yeah, if you want to get along to see the Gold Coast Suns, give us a ring. 13-27-10. They're playing at the Gabba tomorrow afternoon against Melbourne. So get along there to see the Gold Coast Suns.
Plus, you get a chance to claim a Guard of Honour place on the ground, on the field, as the team runs out. That's the Suns. You take on the Suns, Melbourne, and the Suns, 4:30 Saturday at the Gabba. Can I just do one quick one before we get underway?
No, by all means, Adrian.
Mm, please.
The Mother's Day Classic, the 4K walk, the 4K run, the 8K walk, the 8K run, and it's Pratt and Park Broadbeach on the Gold Coast. It's been going for a long time now.
Yeah, it's great.
Good luck to everyone that's taking part on Mother's Day.
Yeah, a lot of local good footy around. Get out there and see it. You know, the Burley Bears, Labrador Tigers and Palm Beach. Palm Beach good in the seniors and the juniors.
Yeah.
So great footy. And there's nothing like going to the local footy, watching a couple of mates play, having a few beers, or even if it is. There's a lot of female footy around at the moment as well, which is fantastic.
Tugan Seahawks too. It's awesome because you can watch the planes land, watch the footy, and then Tony's Chinese.
Exactly
it
right.
It is the best Chinese there, honestly.
Best trifecta you can get. Mm. Watching planes.
Watch
having
the planes land.
I was there playing tour at Anzac Day watching the planes. Like, if you tossed the coins too high, it was hitting the bottom of the plane.
I know, the pilots were calling, heads or tops. And it really, like, that's a lot of fun here over the weekend, so get involved in that. I was a bit disappointed in last night's game. You saw the Cowboys versus the Tigers at their home ground, Leichhardt, which was fantastic. I love to see rugby league and also AFL go back to their home grounds or some of the regional areas. But last night, and it's going to continue popping up its head for the next month until a court case is settled, but Scott Bolton, he got himself into a little bit of trouble last week with the indecent assault charge following an alleged incident at a Bondi bar. You know, a Cowboys player. And last night, consistently throughout the game, on Channel 9 and through the Triple M network, all you could hear was a consistently booing the opposition, 13,000-odd people booing him every time he got the ball.
Yeah.
Now, this is not a great look for the game. This isn't a good look at all. And you know what was more frustrating? I don't mind him booing. Due to the fact that I don't reckon he should have been playing.
I don't think so either.
It's a bad look on his family, the alleged victim, the game with all the booing and 13,000 people, Thursday night footy, obviously a very big TV audience. I can't see an upside. And even last night, this is the coach after the game.
I was really proud of the team and the way that they've rallied around him, and obviously really tough week for him. Personally,
I'm so disappointed in Paul Grant.
I am so disappointed with the Cowboys and the NRL. It continues to go. I think he should have had a few weeks off to sort this out, to get himself right.
Yes.
But now the billing's going to get worse. It looks worse on the game. It brings more attention to the incident itself. And the NRL need to step in and do something, because I don't think it's good enough for the game, especially in 2018. With everything that's going on, they need to make a stance.
Oh, and treating him like the victim? Hello?
Exactly.
Get a grip.
You know, the other thing too that really annoys me, in both games at this stage, they're educated, aren't they?
Exactly.
They're told how to conduct themselves.
Well, they're educated more than any other workplace. Like, we don't get any education here.
No.
They get people coming in, you know, one, two times a year consistently. So he's been a senior player for over 10 years. So he's had over 10 cancelling. You know, about all of these.
Peter, I've been on the show 7 months now and I'm getting nowhere with your education. Find us a fish.
If fishing fails, get into scales.
Yeah, it's the best place to go. What's that?
How you going?
What's that?
Day and that I tried the tweet at Barramundi. Oh, it was pretty good.
The what?
What's happening? Sorry, we just need to digress there. What just happened there?
We have a celebrity.
How you going?
What's that? Who's that?
It's Cammy.
That's Cam. She was a lovely girl when she first arrived, and we've corrupted her.
She was.
How you going?
Hey, Herb, last weekend it was blown out. Couldn't get out and about. What about this weekend and the fish before? Tell us about the fish before we get you some advice off you for the second chance dance.
How you going?
I love that. Look, it's going to blow pretty strong from the west. That's going to pick up today. That shouldn't bother too much. In close offshore should be pretty good. Places like the artificial blocks up off Carrigy, just off South Stratty, the bait reefs, they'll be all producing some fish. You might even pick up a few stray mackerel, but jewfish will start to inhabit them reefs this time of year, especially down off the Tweed with them Westleys. You should be able to get out of the 9 mile, try for some wahoo, some snapper around the mud hole. The further out you go, the rougher it'll get. The broad water's still firing. I mean, there's plenty of sand crabs getting about, still a few muddies about. You're going to see an influx of flathead up on the flats with the pig lures, so get them out and get them crawling around. But all in all, it's going to be a good weekend. I'm going to hit the beach this weekend. It's starting to get into the beach fishing. There's been a few flatheads, some nice tarwine and bream and a few dart and the odd big dewey and a few tailor getting along. So with all that bait fish that's been moving up the coast, it's going to be a cracking weekend to hit the beach.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, very quickly before... are you a fan of an artificial reef, like sink a couple of boats for a bit of diving?
Definitely. I reckon we should round up all the jet skis and sink the whole lot of them out there. We could make a massive reef.
And all the tinny rats. All their little tinnies confiscated.
And then when Spider's first cruise ship comes in, that'll be another statistic. We'll get that down there for sure.
That's what I wanted, two underwater cruise ship terminal.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, Herb. Now, we know you're a taken man, much to the disgrace of many people, including Wendy at Palm
Very
Beach.
Frustrated people around the Gold Coast now.
Yeah, so, matey, I just, you know, if you can trace your mind back to when you were single, have you got any advice for tonight? For a lot of people who are coming to Gold FM Second Chance Dance, this is it. They have woken up this morning single for the last time.
Yeah,
what advice you got?
You've got to get the finding love out of your head, I think. Like, sure enough, you're going to go there tonight, 50% of you is probably do the oofty McGoofty, get it all happening, and you're going to sort it out and go, yeah, cool, I'm compatible. But then it's about finding patience, and it works both ways. So women, when you're out there with your fella, you've been with him a little while now, and he says to you, one more cast, don't roll your eyes and shake your head. Tell him, have two. You know what I mean? A little bit of patience goes a long way. One more cast. Yeah, fishing or something. You know, one more cast.
Cast.
Don't shake your head and roll your eyes. Just have two. And then the blokes works both ways of you too. When she wants to go, she never comes shopping with me. You never come shopping. So go shopping with her. I used to go down to the Westfields at Helensvale all the time. As soon as we get there, I go, I'm going to go check out the $2 shop. Well, she's blowing 50s on jeans and stuff. I was paying $5 notes against the stainless steel at the local down there. It was awesome.
Give and take.
Once you reach up, it's time to go. You're like, yeah, no worries, you know. Like, you're ready to roll. But look, it's about it's finding patience tonight, guys. So that's what it's about.
Oh,
how
Herb,
you going?
Words of wisdom. We love you, Herb. Good luck, Herb. On the beachfront this weekend.
Yeah, have a good weekend, guys. Take it easy on the water and get down to Scales. Try the fresh mullet. They're about to come in and they're beautiful. Most omega freeze you can ever have in a fish. Over.
Janet Jackson, I bet you she does it. 27 past 6 at Gold 92.5.
AJ, do not be listen. A reptile. That is just a really wrong segue.
Careful, big boy.
That is a really wrong segue.
Don't bring me. I am not absolutely 100. I never say you can't be 110%, but I've got nothing to do with this. I'm out.
I just cannot believe this is a thing.
I can't believe it.
And I have to talk about it early. And apparently AJ, yesterday, was that still around? I think you've got this mixed up with something else. Let's just get to the point and get to it fairly, very delicately.
I've got it mucked up with teeth whitening, I think.
So there's a new craze for women. Jeez, it's hard to be a chick. Seriously.
Yeah.
Can you just stop? So the new thing is, apparently, let's just say, teeth whitening's in. We've heard of, to put it delicately, the backside bleaching.
Yep.
No. The next one is you...
Round the corner.
Hoo-ha whitening.
Just around the corner.
The whitening of your hoo-ha.
What?
How and why and what and why and I don't get it. There's all these new blogs out about using things like lemon juice, yogurt, coconut oil and egg whites. I thought that was a movie 9.5 weeks.
I thought that was a meringue.
Well... That's basically what they're saying.
Oh, make it into a meringue.
Turn it into a meringue.
Oh,
they're saying it sounds like the makings of delicious omelette, but no. Oh. It's to make down there nice and light and white. The other ones they're saying is when you next go to a dermatologist, ask them to prescribe a prescription of brightening cream and a chemical peel. I don't want any chemicals going on down there.
I just want to know how long this has been going on for, AJ, because you seem to know that this was, you go, what? It's still going on.
No, I thought it was teeth whitening, but
you thought it was the other. This is ridiculous. A lot of people are saying this is like a it's like a skin whitening thing. It's inherently racist. And if some people, they say that, you know, everyone's is different or whatever. And so, well, I don't know. You guys are the experts if they're different, not the women.
Don't look at me.
I'm looking at you, kid.
I'm one dog, one bone.
You are three marriages in.
One dog, one bone,
you,
spider dog.
I know the stories, Peter. I know the stories. So seriously, apparently too, the new word is, let's put this delicately, George Bush is back too.
Oh.
Yeah. So here we go, all these years
no
of plucking and waxing and lasering and shaving so we can look like Gary Ablett, but no, no, Guy Sebastian is back in, and this is what I don't get, right? Everything in our body has to be coloured differently. So the lips on our face, you know, we've got to get lipstick for that, our nails are coloured, you put stuff on our eyelids, our backside bleached, our teeth whitened, our hair coloured, but then we have to have brown skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
With white bits.
Got to have brown skin with white bits.
You look like a magpie.
What if it ever comes in that we get have to be white everywhere else and brown in the other spots? Oh, no, I only bronze my backside. It's just weird.
Anyway, the bush is back and the man with a 9-iron is next. I had an instance yesterday in the radio station, not the first one either, where $20 was found in reception and Samantha put out a note to say that $20 had been found in reception here at Gold 92.5 and 45 people turned up to collect it.
Why wouldn't you?
So we're going to check that out next. This is Vance Joy. As we head toward the weekend, and as Rod said, the Mother's Day Classic happening on Sunday. Good luck if you're competing, and well done. What have you lost and found?
Money-wise.
Well, it was interesting yesterday with Sam, our receptionist, or the...
Director of First Impressions.
Never make a second first impression. Mm. She found $20 in the foyer of the office here, and of course she put out a email, and every man and his dog went up there and said, that's my 20.
Yeah, exactly right.
What does it look like? Yeah. Well, of course, you know what it looks like. So I don't know if, even if she ended up finding the person whose 20 it was. But we do want to know, 13, 20, 7, 10, when have you found some money or when have you lost some money? Rod, you've done it?
Yeah, as a kiddie, I found $5 floating in the front garden of Uncle Ian's garden.
Oh.
I was like, $5? We neglected to say that there was a car accident there the previous evening and somebody had obviously lost their money as their car plummeted down the embankment.
Oh, wow.
But still $5.
But it's $5. Lesson learned. Drive carefully.
I did the same thing. I went, I was only around about 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And went, they had scouts on and after the scout finished, I've gone down there and I found $10.
Oh.
I was so stoked.
I know, seriously, it means everything, doesn't it?
I went there every time after scouts. Next 3 years trying to find another $10.
We'd love to know on 13, 20, 7, 10, whether you've lost money, doesn't have to be a lot, or you've found it and you've got a crack of us next, don't you, AJ? Of course. And let me think, maybe it was lost it?
I lost it, yeah. Well, it was when the gorgeous Annie and I were together and it was back in cash days. So she sent me to pay the bills that day. I was at work and said, after you finish work, go and pay the bills. Mm-hmm. And I was in the toilet. Roddy, you might remember this. And I was reading the newspaper and I got back to the studio during the morning show.
I do.
And realised that I'd left $2,000 in cash in the dunny, in the toilet. Well, on the floor, under a paper that I was having a look at.
Of course.
I raced back.
Fair chance it was a form god.
It had gone. The money had gone. And I'll tell you more on what happened next.
Oh, you tease.
You are worse than the voice.
I've done an Eddie McGuire. Eddie, 7 things, money you've lost or found. Glenn at Labrador.
G'day, AJ. How you going?
Good.
Oh, first, I've got to say, Spider, you're a legend. I'm a big St. Kilda supporter. Deborah Glenn.
No, I couldn't have said better myself.
Walking out the front of the house one day and... In the gutter was $100 back in his old days when they were the grey ones, I think they were.
The big grey nurse.
Yeah, so me and the mate, nevertheless, me and the mate ended up out of Century Cove at the pub for the day. We done some pool sharking out there, and then we went into the old Pacific Hotel in at Southport there and partied on. We had a good day, actually.
Excellent.
Thanks, Glenn.
Well done, buddy. Daryl and Jacobs, well, have you lost money or found a whole lot?
I certainly have. AJ's tips for Saturday's racing.
What way?
Daryl,
that's cruel. You weren't you haven't been listening at the right time.
AJ.
How much do you reckon you've lost over his tips over the years, Daryl?
Oh, it'd be a couple of hundred easy.
Oh. All right. Okay, we'll get it back tomorrow. Race 5, Gold Coast.
Oh, no.
You like this Race 5, AJ, don't you?
Race 5, number 14, Excellus. That'll help you out, mate.
I'll give it a go.
Okay.
You're a glutton for punishment, Daryl.
We'll hear from you on Monday, Daryl.
Yep.
Okay. Maddie.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Maddie. Maddie at Hope Island. What have you lost or found?
So I found money. When I was about 13 years old, I was walking down to the shop and I found $50 on the ground. And I didn't think it was real. I kept having to look at it the whole way, and then I bought a bunch of lollies and then realised, oh my God, this is actually real.
That's a beauty.
So, okay.
How excited do you get? That is awesome. Thanks, Mandy.
Jane at Mermaid Waters, your lost or found story.
Hi, guys. Hey. I found $1,000 one day sticking out of the ATM.
What did you do?
Well, I waited thinking that, you know, somebody's going to realise they've forgotten to get their money, and I waited and waited and nobody came and I needed some money out. So I took it, and then I went to my bank the next day and I asked if they could possibly trace the transaction that was before mine. And they rang me up later on that day and they said, yes, they had traced it. It was a Westpac transaction. And I said, is there any way they know who it's from? And they said, yes. So I took the money in the next day to them and they took it to Westpac and put it in the customer's account.
Oh, you're a good egg.
That's a good egg.
You? Well, karma, you know. And I mean, that could have been a mortgage payment.
That's right.
And all sorts of things.
Yeah, you're right.
Well done, Jane. There was an upside for everyone. This is a classic. Sharon at Tweed Heads, tell us your story.
Hi, yeah, I just got out of the car one day in a car park and there was a big wad of cash and checks in like a banking bag next to my wheel hub. That's $5,800, the whole day's takings from a hairdresser's.
What'd you do?
Well, I actually felt terribly guilty sitting there looking at all these money thinking, my God, what do I do? So the shop was closed, so I held on to it. It took a couple of days to contact the owner of the shop. I wanted to make sure I speak to the owner, not a staff member, and I graciously returned it.
You are a treasure for doing that. But in your brain, were you thinking everything you could spend it on?
No, I didn't actually. No, not at all. She owed me free hair treatment, but I never used it because it was just right thing to do to give her money back.
It certainly was. Well done.
Yeah,
good karma.
Work.
And Sharon, for your good work, we're sending you to Busby Maru. Plus,
yay!
We could be calling you back to receive the upgrade to Beer with Busby. So that's Busby Maru at the Sound Lounge for their regional tour Sunday, the 27th of May. Get your tickets now from busbymaru.com. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you.
No worries.
And to close things off, it's Derek of Mudjerabar.
I found a $100 note in one of the supermarkets recently. And I went home and I said to my wife, look what I found. I found a $100 note. She said, that could be some old age pensioner's food money, or it could be someone's petrol money, or a single mother's food for the week.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I know all that. And I said, I've left a note on the notice board down there that, you know, I found a $100 note, and if the person has lost it, give me a call, and if they can identify the serial number on the note, I'll gladly. I thought that was fair.
Thanks, Derek.
Hey, Derek.
Dr. Lisa has joined us for the time of the year when we have our flu shot. Hi, Dr. Lisa. Welcome back. 18 years you've been coming.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes, Dr. Lisa from the Gold Coast Primary Health Network. Can we get you in a few times of the year? Normally the breast check around October. And this is the opportune time for flu shots, isn't it? Why is it right now, this time of year?
Look, it's absolutely the best time. You know, last year there was 1,100 deaths from flu, and that is astounding in Australia.
Wow.
They reckon the flu shot lasts about 3 to 4 months, and our peak season is around July through till September. So this is the perfect time to have your flu shot.
Okay, that's what they always say around the ECA time and the ECA weather. That's when everyone gets quite sick. So there's a new strain this year, isn't there? Because last year was a shocker.
Yeah, look, the vaccine is reformulated every year to make sure that it matches what's been circulating the year before. So this year the flu shot does have two A's and two B's in it. For the people under 65.
This is going to be the first time I get an A and a B. Hey, but we always, they normally say we copy from the United States, and they've had a very, very bad year.
Yeah, look, it basically is what's been circulating in the Northern Hemisphere, but what they got was what we had the previous year. So it's about looking at what is circulating, and they reformulate the vaccine every year, which is why you have to have it every year.
Can you talk and jab, by the way? Because I'll get mine now.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go.
Now, Dr. Lisa, I've been hounding my parents to get their flu shot because they're of the age now where they're, you know, getting on in their later years. Who are the most vulnerable people to this particular strain of flu?
So, look, the most vulnerable people are the people over 65. So it is important for all those out there who are over 65 to see their GP and get their vaccine from their GP. The GPs have the more potent ones for the over 65s. So that's why it's so important to get it from your GP.
And what about the old theory? We ask it every year. Does the flu shot cause the flu?
Look, it can't. The reason it can't is because there's nothing live in it. All it has in it is the proteins, so the antibodies that are from the actual flu virus. So it cannot cause the flu.
What are you pointing at me for?
Oh, we're just going to enjoy watching you get your jab.
Here we come, Peter.
Here he comes.
Wait up, Bridge has to punch the other side.
That's right, I do too. Hang on a minute. I do have to soak. I've got you want a punch or a pinch? And what does it do if I do that, Peter?
Just take my mind off it. Go, quick.
Twing, twing, twing. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah!
Hold on.
Well, it's only sound effects, folks. It's not really hurting him at all. He's all fine.
Why are you such a wuss? Do you find that, Dr. Lisa, that it's always the...
It's always the footballers that are the wussiest.
Bridgie, look who's on the phone.
Never heard that before. Have you, Joey? Joey?
I haven't heard it for a while, to be honest. So I did crack a smile.
We cracked a smile. A coach that cracks a smile.
Yeah, like Stewie Jew, the coach of the Gold Coast Suns. Our Gold Coast Suns. Hey, Stewie, how have you seen the season so far? You're 3-4. You've been beaten convincingly only a couple of times, but beat Melbourne tomorrow. 4-4. Square of the ledger. You can't be any happier than that.
Yeah, we would obviously love to have got the game last week. That was a disappointing one. But it's a reasonable, you know, 4-3. 3-4 is probably a reflection of where we're at and our challenge to be consistent every week and how one quarter of lapsing can cost you the game. So, yeah, as you said, this week's an important one for us.
Have you seen it? There's been a couple of injuries, but more importantly now, you're 7 games into your coaching career. Have you found the Gold Coast Suns and the side? Anything different than what you expected?
I came in with no real preconceived idea. So I think I'm still actually getting to know the players' strengths, because until you see them, you know, over a reasonable period of time, you really get to know how they react in certain scenarios in games. So it really is a year of exploration and finding out about the players individually and as a group. So, but certainly, you know, all teams have got their challenges at the moment, bar maybe two with injuries. So, you know, what it does is give other guys opportunity, which, you know, for the footy club, we get to look at more players.
And you've travelled around the world. You've still got a China game coming up, but it's actually good to be where you can sleep in your own bed and just drive to the Gabba.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that, and hopefully our supporters head up the highway to the game, I guess, because, you know, they've only really been able to see us on TV, and hopefully they like the fact that, you know, we think we've been really competitive, and our contested style of game has made it hard for the opposition, and obviously our lads are learning a new system, so, you know, it'd be great if they can come and see us. But like you said, we've been all over the place, but it has gone reasonably quick.
Yeah, well, you and your beautiful family, you brought your little girl in here and, you know, you need to settle on the coast and find all the great places. And speaking of the kids, this is such a good idea. Can you tell us about, we're giving away this experience for the Guard of Honour.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a bit of a buzz. When you see the kids waiting to come out and run through the banner or even just be on the ground, I know, you know, my niece or our niece and nephew or nephews have been lucky enough to run out with the team at my previous clubs. And, you know, that's a lifetime memory. You know, our players take it for granted. They do it every 7 days. But you've got to remember how big a moment it is for the kids and the family. So it's a great opportunity.
Hey, Stewie, when are you back on Metricon?
In about 3 weeks, yeah. After post-China, we have our bye earlier, Port and ourselves, and then after that we played Geelong at Metricon.
All right, mate. Well, good luck against the D's.
Yeah, can't wait. It's amazing how quickly they can transform the stadium. Took so long to put up, but it's been ripped down pretty quick.
Good luck tomorrow, mate.
Thank you.
Give us a bell, 13-27-10, if you'd like to be at the game tomorrow. It's a big one against Melbourne. Your son's taking on Melbourne, 4:30 tomorrow at the Gabba. And Stewie was